الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد فبسم الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Indeed all praise and thanks be to Allah and peace and blessings be upon His Messenger. Proceeding to the video, we begin with Allah's name, so peace be upon you, welcome and greetings. We're going to cover into some new videos inshallah about understanding Salah and reciting or saying their pronunciation, the pronunciation of everything you say in a little more professional manner inshallah, meaning by professional meaning that it's correct by makharij, by articulation. So we're going to be focusing on that and the meaning inshallah. So we'll jump right into it. When we start off with Fatiha, we say, or before we even do Fatiha, when we're starting for the Salah, we say Allahu Akbar and we raise our hands. So we're going to say Allahu Akbar. If you remember the rule of the Lam, the Alif here has Fatha, so we're going to make the Lam in the word Allah, Lafzul Jalala, we're going to make that heavy or tafkhim. So we're not going to say Allahu Akbar, we're going to say Allahu Akbar. Bow. Akbar. And that's pretty much how we're going to say it. And its literal definition or translation is Allah is greater than. Akbar is a comparative word that means you're comparing something. So when you say Allahu Akbar, you're saying Allah is greater than, and then you stop right there. That is the form of its form to make you. It's the form of it is to make you think about it really, and that's just the beauty of the language in and of itself. So Allahu Akbar, generally translated as Allah is the greatest. You can, that's correct, yes, but the proper or the technical, the direct translation is Allah is greater than. Generally, it's not, you don't see it translated like this because at first glance it doesn't really make much sense. But if someone kind of explains it to you of the linguistics of the language itself, it kind of makes more sense. So now, after we say Allahu Akbar, we start the Thana. And you might not say this one, but that's okay if you say another one in a different narration. But this is one of the ones that I've seen more popular around. So we're going to start go with this one. And we're going to start Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka ismuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. So one more time, Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka ismuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. And again, these are designed to try to help you fix maybe if you have any mistakes in reciting these things or the thana or anything like that of its nature, to try to make sure you can fix those mistakes. So the meaning is Subhanak Allahumma. Now the word Subhanak Allah, Subhan, comes from the root of Sabaha, which means to flow. And technically we see it defined as glory be to Allah, but we don't really understand that much. So Subhan, literally what it would mean is when we take into our mind the root of it, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above everything, even in our logic or our comprehension. We cannot even understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we say subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is free from imperfection. We cannot understand Him. So this is what subhan means. So we're declaring Allah's greatness and His status above, way above us, and even in comprehension, we cannot come to fathom, we cannot understand. So that's why we say Subhanallah. So now we say Subhanak Allahumma. O Allah, you are far above our comprehension. So the translation, you are far above our comprehension, O Allah. Wa bihamdika, and with you, your praise, and with your praise is also, we cannot imagine. We cannot imagine the greatness of Allah. We cannot imagine the due respect or the due praise He deserves. We in ourselves are incapable of even measuring this in our minds. So we say Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika, with your praise. Wa tabaraka ismuka, and blessed is your name. Wa tabaraka ismuka, your name is blessed. Wa ta'ala jadduka, and your majesty, your magistrate, you're exalted, it's exalted. So exalted is your magistrate. Wa la ilaha, and there is nothing worthy of worship. There is no god ghayru, other than ka, ghayruka, other than you. So we're going to stop there, and we say at that thought. So we're going to make it, we're going to drop the fatha on the kaf and say, Ghayruk. So, and there is no God other than you. And this is showing connection, because the root of salah is sila, which means to connect. So that's essentially what we're trying to do. So one more time, Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka ismuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. You are far above our comprehension, O Allah, with your praise, and blessed is your name, and exalted is your majesty, and there is no God other than you. There is nothing worthy of worship other than you. So in the next video, inshallah, we'll cover a little bit more in salah, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.